It is Wednesday in the week in which we are preparing to encounter you, Jesus, this Easter. I know Wednesdays are often difficult days in the week, as we already are tired for some of the things that are going on in our lives and trying to figure out what the next few days look like. Use this time just to pause and breathe and slow down our hearts and minds as we think about Jesus. The passage that we are reading is Matthew 26, verses 69 to 75. Now Peter was sitting out in the courtyard, and a servant girl came to him. "You also were with Jesus of Galilee," she said. But he denied it before them all. "I don't know what you're talking about," he said. Then he went out to the gateway, where another girl saw him, and said to the people there, "This fellow was with Jesus of Nazareth." He denied it again, with an oath, "I don't know the man." After a little while, those standing there went up to Peter and said, "Surely you are one of them, for your accent gives you away." Then he began to call down curses on himself, and he swore to them, "I don't know the man." Immediately, a rooster crowed. Then Peter remembered the words Jesus had spoken, "Before the rooster crows, you will disown me three times." And he went outside and wept bitterly. Jesus, when we hear and read these words, I am reminded by how this is me. Peter was so close to you, and he experienced you in so many wonderful, incredible ways. He saw the power of your majesty, and he experienced your miracles. And I'm aware that, because I see this in me, that it's easy to follow you when things are going well. It's easy to follow you when things are easy. But when things get difficult, as Peter got overwhelmed with the fear and the uncertainty of your arrest, when the pressure was on, he didn't find it so easy to acknowledge who you were, and so denied you publicly with his words. Jesus, I want to take this time to confess to you that I too have struggled in the times of pressure and hardship, and when life seems to overwhelm, that I have found it hard to follow you, and that I have denied you with my thoughts and with my actions, and I've not stood firm in the truth of who you are. And as with Peter, he didn't deny you just once or twice, but publicly three times during what was a very confusing and hard time for all of them, as people betrayed you and denied you, Jesus, as you went to the cross for our sins and in our place. And so when I think of how many times Peter denied you and how many times I have denied you, it only highlights so much more, Jesus, how you did not deny us. that when you were faced with the cross, you embraced it. And as you were on the cross, you were there for me, for all of us, for our sin. And the sin that you died for was even the sin where we've denied you. I'm so grateful, Jesus. Because if it was not for the cross, if it was not for what you have done for us, we would be hopeless. Because it shows just how wretched our souls can be, that if we know you and have spent time with you, yet even in precious situations, we can deny you. How much hope would we have if there was no grace and no forgiveness and no work on the cross, Jesus, that you did? Jesus, my only response can be one of absolute gratitude that in spite of my life up until this point, you still continue to give me grace, love, and fellowship. That I'm not cut off, and that I'm not denied by you. And Jesus, please, would you search my heart and remind me of times where I still need to repent because of some things and places or people or situations where I denied you. And Jesus, through the empowering presence of your Holy Spirit, would you give me strength? Life is hard, but I want to stand firm. I want to stand strong and be a righteous presence that reflects you in every situation that I'm in. I don't ever want to be in a situation where I deny you with my words, my thoughts, or my actions. I want to speak you. I want people to know the truth of your death and your resurrection and of your glorious kingdom that you invite us into. Help me, Jesus, to stand firm. I don't have to fear. I don't have to give in to the pressures of this world because you overcame sin, shame, death, and this world. And so we stand victorious with you. Jesus, we give you all the glory. Amen.